This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 392. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
When Clark met Lois, Strix gets a makeover, Steeljack PI, we've got the deets on Rebirth, and the January numbers are in. Yuck. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, February 21st, 2016. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Superman, American Alien, number 4 of 7 by Landis, Lee, and Chung. So Max Landis's miniseries showing major points in Clark's life rolls on. Clark is now a journalism student who won a Daily Planet contest, which seems to be a theme. He gets to meet these titans of industry, Lex Luthor, Oliver Queen, and Bruce Wayne. He's also going to meet Lois Lane, another contest winner.
Now, see, that threw me for a minute. I thought, are they going to change Lois to a boy?
So this is a monumental event in his life, of course. Oliver, if you remember from the last issue, still thinks Clark is Bruce Wayne and invites him on a helicopter.
Now, I'm not sure if he did still think he was Bruce Wayne. I think he was just yelling Bruce Wayne at him because he recognized him as having masqueraded as Bruce Wayne.
I thought it was like that Clark told him on the helicopter.
On the helicopter? Maybe it was.
Clark does explain what happened and who he is, while Oliver, now post-island, wants to help people.
And they actually had a name for the island. It wasn't like an uncharted island. They actually had a name for it.
Yep. And the copter takes them to Lex. Clark and Lex end up on an elevator alone, and Lex waxes philosophically about power, his own power. And he even mentions, oh, these people with an S on their chest, S meaning special.
And of course, you know, nobody has worn an S as a superhero on their chest yet.
Yeah.
I thought, that seems kind of
on the nose a little.
Yeah.
Clark then winds up by the LexCorp daycare and runs into Dick Grayson.
Well, he winds up there because Lex kind of pushes him off into the kitty area.
Right.
That was funny.
Yeah. Batman's already a thing, if maybe just a myth by this time. And Dick makes it clear that Bats needs more light. So Clark winds up with two major interviews. Unfortunately, Batman swoops in. Remember, Clark took Bruce's role at the party last issue. And the fight doesn't go the way Bruce expects, and Clark learns his secret. In the end, Lois got an interview earlier with Bruce and suggests she and Clark work together on the story. Lots of stuff in this issue. Unfortunately, Jay Lee got the art duties. I'm not a fan of his. Everybody looks like they're squinting.
Yeah, well.
Just the pencil and the ink work is just a little too fine for me. A little dreamily type. Watercolory almost.
Yeah.
Secret Six number 11 by Simon, Eaglesham, Derek, and Wright. Catman's out walking their dog and some sort of goat bug hybrid.
Yeah, I think we were supposed to know where that came from.
But I don't remember that.
Yeah.
He gets hit on by a local soccer mom. Hipster Batgirl then drops by, and per comic book rules, they fight. And there's a great cloud panel during the fight with words punch, bite, handsome, selfie. She warns Catman that someone is coming for Strix.
So I got the idea that they were fighting because she wanted to make sure that he was sort of really a good guy.
Yeah.
Even though he's a bad guy, he's not going to kill people.
Right.
So he's a moral bad guy.
Exactly. Strix is having some girl time with Porcelain. They're trading fighting tips for a makeover. The sparring does not go well for Porcelain. And Strix's makeover doesn't take after Ventriloquist tells her she earned her scars. She shouldn't be covering them up. And that ends up with Strix writing on her little pad, I am Strix, not makeup.
Now, quite frankly, and, you know, granted, this is a lot like in the Deadpool movie. I didn't think that the scars were that horrible on her.
For DC Comics, they are.
Yeah, but just like in the Deadpool movie,
right?
Ryan Reynolds' scars, yeah, they were bad, but it wasn't like, you know, something that you wouldn't see in somebody who'd been burned in an accident or something.
Yeah.
So.
Meanwhile, Ralph gets a call from Sue. Her memories are coming back, and she's ready to come home. Ralph goes to meet her when Lady Shiva attacks, and we learn the League of Assassins wants Strix. Can you blame them?
No.
For, yeah. I mean, one of the greatest fighters ever. Yeah, I think I want her on my team. There's really great Gail Simone dialogue throughout. Unfortunately, I think this is one of the titles that isn't going to survive something we're going to talk about in a few minutes.
Mm.
Astro City number 32 from Vertigo by Busiek, Anderson, Ross, Pantazis, and Comicraft. Now, we've met Steeljack in the past. He's a minor league villain trying to go straight. He's got steel skin. He's strong. He's tough.
But not the smartest stick in the bundle.
Right. We start in a destroyed building with Steeljack in the middle of it, and he's turning himself into the cops. And then the whole rest of the story is, of course, a flashback. He's doing some odd jobs. He's salvaging the bottom of the Gaines River, of course, for Max Gaines, one of the creators of the comic book industry. There's always, all the names are going to have something to do with comic book history. For post-battle debris, if there's a battle above the river, then robots and spaceships and stuff just kind of fall into the river.
And if the police don't get that stuff, then it's likely that supervillains or potential supervillains might. So they want to make sure and get it up and get it contained.
Right. He's also catching bail jumpers. He's running a cemetery. But his real job is being a PI. He rarely gets jobs there because no one trusts him. So it's actually just a point he can kind of relax.
Well, and his jobs as a PI are really more like threatening people or roughing people up, not really investigating things. Because, as we said, he's not the sharpest stick.
Yeah. Old Flame Cutlass walks into his life. They were on a villain team once, and now she's gone straight in doing real estate.
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix. Unfortunately, a bank job in Scottsdale has evidence of her old weapon, these energy knives. It's all over it. And she's there to ask Steeljack for discreet help, but someone, maybe the cops, are already tailing them.
Or maybe it's the people that were setting them up to take the blame for this bank robbery.
Right.
We don't know.
A really great story from Busiek, and of course AC's strength is about real people in a world of heroes.
And in a way, Steeljack is trying to be a real person rather than being a hero or a villain.
And he's kind of getting dragged back into it with this.
Yes.
Well, details on DC's Rebirth event just came out, and here's what we know now. On May 25th, there will be a DC Universe Rebirth number one, an 80-page, $2.99 one-shot setting everything up.
So 80 pages is a lot for $2.99, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about three times the length of a normal comic today.
So do you think there'll be lots of ads in it?
I would not at all be surprised.
Do the ads count in the 80 pages?
Yes. Followed by Rebirth one-shots in June for Aquaman, Batman, Flash, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, Titans, and Wonder Woman. And then all new number one issues in June for Aquaman, Flash, Batman, Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
So that's two books for June of each of those.
Those are all twice monthly.
Oh, okay.
So take those seven and double it. So it still won't be a lot for that month. I'm guessing there'll be some other stuff coming out, maybe cleaning up the old stuff.
Yeah.
As well as new twice monthly issues of Action and Detective, both of which will go back to their original numbering. So Action will resume at number 957 and Detective at 934. And as far as I understand it, this includes the new 52 numbering. So it's not, I don't think they're just starting back where they were.
So it ended at like 899 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I may be wrong on that because I thought I remember an issue 900 already of Action. So maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Then in July, Rebirth one-shots for Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, The Hellblazer. Really? I didn't really like that title.
Well, maybe it will be better now.
Yeah. Justice League, Nightwing, so bye-bye Grayson title, Red Hood and the Outlaws, and then new number ones for Hal Jordan and the JL Corps, Justice League, and Nightwing, all twice monthly, and monthly restarts for Batgirl, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, two different Batgirl titles, The Hellblazer, Red Hood and the Outlaws, The Superman, that we still don't know what that's about, and Titans.
So, do you think that Batgirl and Batgirl and the Birds of Prey are the same Batgirl?
I'm guessing they're not going to have two Batgirls.
Okay.
And then in the fall, there will be Rebirth one-shots for Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle.
Yay!
Well, yay, we'll see. We don't know which Blue Beetle it's going to be.
Well, quite frankly, I've liked both Blue Beetles I've seen so far.
Yeah.
You know, I really liked Jaime and also, of course, the not the original, but my original Blue Beetle.
Right. There's going to be Cyborg, Deathstroke, Earth 2, although it's unclear. Most likely that's the reset of Earth 2, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, Teen Titans, and Trinity. And then new number ones for, these are all twice monthly, Cyborg, really? A twice monthly for Cyborg?
Mm.
Deathstroke, Harley Quinn, Justice League America, and Suicide Squad. And then new number ones for monthly, Batman Beyond, Blue Beetle, Earth 2, Gotham Academy, Supergirl, Superwoman? Probably Earth 3, but we don't know. The Super Sons were probably from Multiversity, but that world of the Just, that one issue.
Yeah.
Teen Titans and Trinity. So now, if you're keeping score, that's 32 ongoing titles, but 17 will be twice monthly and 15 monthly. That gives you a total of 49 issues that come out every month for DCU proper, which is about where they're at right now.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, all of these will be priced at $2.99. But keep in mind, for the twice monthly, that means $5.98 a month.
Yeah.
The creative teams will be announced at WonderCon on March 26th. Now, there's a few points from a Geoff Johns interview and video. He will be leaving Justice League in order to run the whole Rebirth concept. Rebirth is, of course, referencing his Flash Rebirth and GL Rebirth miniseries, which kind of jump-started both of those characters originally. A cohesive universe, thank God, will explore legacy. JSA, anyone? Will reveal a hidden and forbidden secret. If you have long boxes of DC Comics, you will be happy. AKA good riddance to the New 52 temporary audience, because that's, we'll talk about that in a minute, but New 52 did jumpstart things, but it didn't last.
Yeah.
And in the first line in the DCU Rebirth one-shot, I love this world, but there's something missing.
Readers. Oh,
yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. So why the rush to Rebirth? Well, the January numbers tell the tale, thanks to Diamond and ComicsBeat.com. In January were the worst overall numbers since March 2009, with an average of 21,000 copies per title. Vertigo's lowest ever, an average of 6,800, partly due to no Dark Knight 3 or Justice League being printed in January. A total of 1.6 million units, down from 2.6 million the previous month. Marvel's Star Wars laundry list kept DC out of the running, really. And you'll see when we talk about the top 300, starting with number 8, Batman at 100K. The next one, you have to jump all the way down to 24. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles crossover, 52,000.
Yeah.
Really, DC?
Oh.
Number 30, JLA at 47K. And that number takes them below pre-New 52 numbers for JLA. Number 37, Detective at 45K, back to pre-New 52 numbers. Harley Quinn, number 38, 44,000. Lowest number so far for that title.
Now, was there another Harley Quinn this month?
No, it actually wasn't the Little Black Book.
Okay.
That didn't come out in January.
I was just curious because maybe that had dragged the numbers down a little bit. But
that's true. And then 41, 42, 44, and 48, Batman and Robin Eternal, going from 39 down to 37K in four issues. Number 47, Superman at 37,000. And number 48, Green Lantern at 36,000. Again, back to new pre-52 numbers. I also wanted to mention the ongoing comics that are in my poll and how they're doing. Number 58, Wonder Woman at 32K. Number 64, Grayson at 30K. Number 103, DC Comics Bombshells at 21K. Number 113, Batman Beyond at 20K. Number 116, Earth 2 Society at 19K. And the big question is, are they going to just reset all that as part of Rebirth?
I hope so.
Every rumor is classic JLA is coming back.
I don't like this Earth 2 Society. No.
It was a great idea to start when James Robinson was writing it, but now it's just boom, 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 fight, 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 fight. Number 151, Catwoman at 14K. Number 157, Secret Six at 13K. And number 158, Justice League 3001 also at 13K. And you'll notice some of these titles are not mentioned in the Rebirth set.
Yes.
So I don't think they'll be coming back.
No, they probably won't, but that's okay. Yeah. We can live with it. We're discovering things outside of the DC universe
that's
now.
True. That's so. I think what's going to hurt DC, that a lot of longtime readers have like, well, what else is out there? And may not come back as readily as they would hope.
Well, because, you know, if you're already found something else you liked and you're spending your money on it, you know, not everybody has unlimited funds for comic books, and they might say, hey, sorry, DC, you lost me on that one.
Yep. Well, sorry there's no Who's on the Cover this week because, damn you, Double Issues! Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn. Call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.